Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whenever it might be that you happen to be listening to this message. Yeah, I'm going to read to you today from the Gospel of Mark and Jesus' teaching. He teaches in parables. Parables are a common thing. Like, rather than giving a long explanation and writing a thesis on something, Jesus simply gives people an example of what heaven or whatever he wants to talk is about, so that people can somewhat try to understand and get a vision of what is the requirement to be a Christian. So I now will read to you from the Gospel of Mark. Hear now the words of our blessed Savior. Then he said, "To what shall we liken the kingdom of God? Or with what parable shall we picture it? It is like a mustard seed, which when it is sown on the ground is smaller than all the seeds on earth. But when it is sown, it grows up and becomes greater than all herbs and shoots, out large branches so that the birds of the air may nest under its shade." And with many such parables he spoke the word to them, as they were able to hear it. But without a parable, he did not speak to them. And when they were alone, he explained all things to his disciples. Jesus didn't want to get up and pontificate. He could have got up and quoted scripture and Torah and given long explanations and put the people to sleep, because half the time they didn't understand what the rabbis were saying to them. Although the rabbis were glad that they kind of stayed asleep, because it was easier for them to maintain control over the population. Jesus comes to the people and said, "Hey, look, here's how things are. You asked me this question, what shall we liken to the kingdom of God?" And Jesus said, "A mustard seed, the smallest seed available at that time. The little seed that's planted in each one of our hearts, that makes us a brother of Christ or a sister of Christ. It's that small. That small piece of mustard seed has been planted in us forever and ever. And we have options. We can fertilize it. We can tend to it. We can help make it grow. And as it grows, so does our faith. Until it becomes so overpowering that it protects others. It's a journey for us, the same as it is for every seed that's planted in the ground. We know that some of those seeds never come to fruition. They stay under the ground and just kind of pass away there. Other seeds come up and then they get challenged. They get challenged by rain or maybe frost or insects, and they die. They get this, they can't, they don't have the strength to move forward. And others grow into a wonderful harvest. And that's our Christian journey. We start out with that mustard seed in our introduction to Jesus Christ and to the Bible and to brothers and sisters in Christ. And we are either taken up with them and trying to understand that this seed that's planted in me all of a sudden seems to have jumped a bit, seems to have found some fertile soil to grow in, as going to show us the way to break ground, to become part of a wonderful thing, and to grow to be the biggest thing you can imagine, a small tree almost. And birds can nest in, and we can supply shelter to others. All those things we want to do as a missionary, as a disciple of Christ. So the image for the people that Jesus is talking to is quite amazing. It always amazes me when Jesus knows exactly what to say. And should it amaze me? No, it shouldn't. Because he was on a mission. He already knew the hearts of the people he was talking to. He knew what would and would not work. And he knew how to tempt those who were simply there to find reasons to crucify him. Jesus never hid. He never walked away. He never denied who he was. He simply told the story. And he showed people through parables exactly how to live their life as a Christian. Are we there yet? Oh, I think we are. I look out at the people that are on this list, and I'm pretty sure they've sprouted. The seed's been planted and it's starting to grow. Some has grown more than others. Some is much higher than others. What are we going to do? Where am I at in this journey? I'm out of the ground, obviously, and I'm starting to grow. How far have I grown? What do I need to grow some more? I need nourishment. Well, what's nourishment for us? Rain? A little bit of food? No, nourishment for us is planting the seeds that God has given us and other people and watch that mustard seed start to grow. To share with those around us. That's when that mustard plant grows up. It shelters things. It takes care of others. It's the largest plant out there, but yet it doesn't domineer the other plants. Sometimes I find Christians are a little bit too much in love with themselves and not as much as in love with Jesus. That they'll stand up and pontificate. They'll tell large stories. They'll tell how great being a Christian is and how much better we are than those that aren't Christians. Well, let us not forget. Let us not forget that we are Christians, called to share our faith, not to domineer other people, not to degrade and to run down other people, not to say they are wrong and we're right, but quite simply to plant the seed in the love of Christ in people's souls. It's a journey for us. And like the mustard seed, we grow. We grow when we reach out and show other people the way. We grow not in pride, but we grow in strength. In strength to provide more care to others. It's a journey, folks. And we can either move forward or stand still or move backward. We have all those choices. I prefer to think I'd gradually take half steps than no steps. I'd rather start someplace and challenge myself to do something out of the ordinary, something that moves me slightly out of my comfort zone, something that challenges me to do, to reach out, to change, to affect other people's lives. We are the mustard seed. We've broken ground. We're growing. In other weeds around us are looking around for inspiration on why we're growing so much and they aren't. And the story is Jesus. Let us share that story. Let us pray. Oh, gracious and loving Father, we thank you. We thank you for the blessing you gave us in Jesus Christ, for the parables he told and for how they reflect how we are to grow as Christians and to journey with Christ through this wonderful earth that you've created, trying to help people see that there is a way to life and to new life. Give us the courage, the wisdom, and the strength to reach out and share our faith. In all this we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, who when he prayed taught us to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who have trespassed against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. I've just been notified that John Wally Nesmith has passed away, and I'm sure our prayers need to go out for him and for those who are affected by his death. And Mary June's not doing well, so I'd ask you to keep her in our prayers. There was a minister who told his church, Next week I plan to preach about the sin of lying. To help you understand my sermon, I want you all to read Mark chapter 17. The following Sunday, the minister asked for a show of hands to see how many had read the assigned chapter. Every hand in the room went up, and the minister had smiled and said, "Well, you know, Mark only has 16 chapters. I will now proceed with my sermon on the sin of lying." I should have tried that. A devout old shepherd lost his favorite Bible while he was out looking for a wayward lamb. 3 weeks later, a sheep walked up to him carrying the Bible in its mouth, and the shepherd couldn't believe his eyes. He took the precious book out of the sheep's mouth, raised his eyes heavenward, and exclaimed, "It's a miracle." "Not really," said the sheep. "Your name is written inside the cover." Oh, yeah. Greeting people at the door after Easter services, Pastor Jane was delighted to shake hands with seldom seen Steve, and even more delighted when he complimented her on her sermon and said the service was amazing. Faced with such evidence of faithfulness, she asked why he didn't come to church more often. "I'm just following the Lord's example," he said. "If Christ can rise up early one Sunday a year, that's good enough for me, too." Smart dude. Wrong answer. Have a great week. God bless.